Good evening. There's only you.
I know. Oh, there we go. Now we're more than one.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm
going to
go ahead and mute.
Okay, I am too. Thank you.
Please join me in saying the Anabakolach. Anabakolach. Gedulat Shemimcha. Tatim. Tserura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rimat. Amcha sagvenu aharenu nora kufreshayim sintet nun na gibor dorshei yehudcha evavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tamid gamblem, betetresh tzaditat gimel. Pasim kadosh, berov tucha, nael adata, et kuf bet, et nunayan. Yachid geye lamcha penei zokre kidushata Yud gimel amet eizayim kuf Shavatenu kabel ushmati agatenu yodeya talumot Shin kufav tzadiyutav. We have brought the energy of creation to our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim. V'ra'al chesed v'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, noseawom wafesha, v'chata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu urchimud chilu chilu urchimu le'afta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tartaneinan Bekutcha Perichu Koma Diaved Leila Wittata Kolaihu Kishok Viovada Dikshot Bilei Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ladach Yale Yaminea Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Kehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolai Sterich Bialma energy of the year 5780, our current year, has two aspects, a revealed aspect, which is the word compensation, and a concealed aspect, which is the word shefa. And it is up to us to recognize and to reveal the shefa in order to connect the shefa with the compensation, so that our compensation will come through the shefa. We do this by studying, reading various verses from the Tanakh that connects to this energy of the year 5780. Today we will study a verse from Isaiah. It's chapter 42, verse 3. Kaneratzutz lo yishpor uchishta teha lo yika bena lemet yotziyo mishpat. The translation of this verse: a bruised reed shall not break, and the dimly burning wick shall he not quench. He shall make the right to go forth according to the truth. There are 11 words in this pasuk, this verse, connecting to the ketoret, the incense, the 11 components that brings us closer to Hashem. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that we study from the Tanakh. That is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Usamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan tata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoto ta'asher barishona.
We will now connect to the 72 names of God. Tool that we use is to say each letter of the 72 names with its root vowel out loud in sequence.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alabe mehe shila lahe aka akaheta hezayo alada la awahe heya. Yozala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa he he la du la ha yo 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 be la he 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 wa du ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me du da anu yo he ambe re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa
Adanu yo he he she my ame me nu nu a nu yo ta be be he pe wayo nu me me yo yo la he re he me cha re wa me be yo he he andu a wa he be he yo da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa. Hey, ah, hey, yo, baby, hey, yo, yo, may, wa, may. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. We will use the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be she la yo hey andu a kam be ta hey hey yo andu da la hey wa hey me ya yo sa la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey, she, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, re, yo, a, la, me, ta, hey, wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me, nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, pe, a, yo, nu, ko, me, yo, re, la, hey, be, hey, me, za, re, wa he be yo a he ala a ala wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the fourth, the fourth day of Cheshvan, I'm sorry, it's the fifth day of Cheshvan. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Rabbi Moshe Berdogo, Ben, Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Meir Helprin, Rabbi Avraham Yosef Rice, Rabbi Abraham Halevi Zions, we will now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Hod, you ahuni wu yo hu. You are who ni you woo yo who, you are who ni woo yo who. Netzach, ye are he ni we yo he, ye are he ni we yo he, ye are he ni we yo he. Tiferet, yo are who ni wo yo ho, yo are who ni wo yo ho, yo are who ni wo yo ho. Gevurah, Yah, me we yo,
Vayadaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile lemor. Anochi Hashem, Elohecha, asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim, mi-beit avadim. Lo yihye lecha, Elohim acherim, al panai lo taseh. Lecha pesel v'kol tenuna asher b'shamayim. Mi ma'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtach aver lachem v'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem. Elohecha el tana poked, ha'on avot al banim al shileshim, ve'al ribeim v'shonai, ve'oseh hesed la'alafim, ve'ohavai u'shomrei b'tzvotai lo, Tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha Lashav Ki lo yinake Hashem Et asher yisa et shemo Lashav Zachor et yom Hashabbat Lekadsho sheshet yamim Tavod v'asita Kom elachtecha, v'yom hashvi'i shabbat l'ashem elohecha, lo ta'aseh kol melacha, ata uvincha, uviter avdecha, v'yamadcha, uhemtecha, v'gercha asher b'sharecha. Ki sheshet yamin asa Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach b'yom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikadshehu. Kabed et avicha v'et bimecha L'man yarikun yamecha al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Lo te'ilach, lo tirtzach Lo tinaf, lo tignov Lo ta'adeh bereyacha Esha kev Lo tachmod ve'yat re'echa lo tachmod. Ha'eshed re'echa v'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chamoro
kol asher l'reecha. We will now connect to the Shema Yisrael. Please join me as we cover our eyes and lean slightly to the left, and we say together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. Next, we will connect to the Ma meditation. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. We will now utilize the abridged Kaddish to rise to the level of our class tonight. We use it as an elevator. Yid kadal shemei rabba, and we all say amen. We all madi brakirute viyam lich malchute b'chayechon uviyom echon uvachaye v'kol beit Yisrael b'agala uvizman karim. Iparach v'ishtabach v'ipar v'itromam v'itaseh v'itandar v'italeh v'italal shemei nekucha v'elamim kol birkata v'shirata tushpechata v'nechemata da'abiram b'alma. Yehi shlama rabba min shabaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'mromav, v'yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Today's class is for the parasha of Lech Lecha. We've been studying Lech Lecha in the deep Zohar classes for a number of months, and we're in the last section, section 36. You can find tonight's handout, which will be a deeper Zohar class, on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column. When you open that up, scroll down to Parasha Lech Lecha. When you click on that link, it opens to a landing page, and scroll down to section 36. In tonight's class, we are starting with Pasuk 412. We will need to say a second L'shem Yehud, because we grounded the energy of the first one with the Baruch Shem that we said with the Shema. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkite, Bibchilu, Urchimu, Udchilu, Udchilu, Urchimu, Leakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavadhe, Beyehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah, Mitzvah, La Sot Torah Mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Elohim Nualeinu Maasei Yadeinu Konunei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konuneihu. Ematai Mitkayama Beyakarit Nesiv Hai At Ayel Beatreya Ishtatavu Tacha David Rechad Shema Kedem Chesed Ila Ashar Yayo Alayhu Bian Atar Shar Yayo Besitra Did Kura Uman Chesed Chesed El Diate Unfak Mechachma Ila avit atar bitura ugin kach it hastamat nukva. As I read the translation, it would be helpful if you would unmute your phone so that you can ask any questions, because that is the process that we utilize in the deeper Zohar classes. The translation, and he asks, when does the Shekhinah reside within him? And he said, when he marries, and this sign enters to its place, to the Shekhinah, then they are attached together, the male and the female, who are the sign of the covenant and the Shekhinah, and are called by one name, and supernal chesed rests upon them. Where does chesed rest? It rests at the side of the male. And what is chesed? It is chesed in the name of El that comes forth from the supernal Chachmah and adorns the male as a crown over his head. And by these chesedim, the female is sweetened. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the Pasuk is clear as written. The answers to the above questions are in this Pasuk. Contemplate the original Aramaic. Questions, comments, thoughts. Does anybody have any questions?
No questions yet.
It's hard to really go forward without questions in a deeper Zohar class. And I know normally we don't do that in the Saturday nights class because we're usually not, we're dealing with the parasha of the week. And this particular week, Lech Lecha is designed that way. But the questions that are being asked is, where does the Shekhinah reside between the couple, between the man and the wife, between the male and the female? What is the purpose of the Shekhinah in bringing a child? All of these kinds of questions are being asked in the above verses that we studied, and that the recordings are on our recordings link. And you can find the recordings link on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the last row of the matrix. I believe it's the third column from the left. which is the same as the second column from the right. So if you ever do want to, go ahead, Tony.
Well, when it says he marries, does this mean the marriage ceremony or when the marriage is consummated?
It means the consummation.
Okay.
Because a marriage can be consummated through physical intimacy. It does not need a chuppah. It does not need a rabbi. It does not need the seven blessings. All of those things are designed by Hashem to bring balance into the relationship, to bring the central column into the relationship. But if a Jewish man is intimate with a Jewish woman, then they are married. That is the halakha. There is a requirement to exchange value, and that value is, I believe it's 2 peruta. The smallest coin is a peruta. And if an exchange takes place of at least the value of 2 peruta, then they are married. Now, there's a lot of ritual and there's a lot of circumstances and a lot of descriptions that is brought in the Talmud by the rabbis. But the ultimate issue is the union of the male with the female to bring a child. That is the purpose of a marriage. Does that mean that the marriage... if a marriage doesn't bring children, then it's not a marriage? And that's not true, because as we know, the intimacy takes place. Whether there's a physical child, there is always souls being created through the intimacy of 2 human beings. We've studied that in advanced reincarnation. Any other questions? I'll go on to verse 4:13. Taninan Eloha Akehu Amar lo nehiru dechach meta Vav dekar hei mitva Ishtatafu kachada Eloha ikre Benish meta kadisha Mehai atar it acha achdat Bekola talya behayat. The translation. And we have learned further in explanation of the previous passage that the name Eloha, El Vav He, is interpreted as follows. El is the light of Hakma, Vav is the male, and He is the female. Male and female are attached together and are called by one name, Eloha. So the holy soul clings to this place, and everything depends on the sign of the covenant. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Where is the place? Where is male and female attached together? Contemplate this well and often. and you will become enlightened. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Is it saying that during the consummation or during the male and female coming together that they're actually given the name of Elohai? Elohai?
Yes. Yes. And it's also telling us that by being given that name, that there's an attachment to the light that takes place between the union. The union causes the attachment to the light, and that it takes, and we've all heard the statement, it takes three to create a child, the
right.
Mother, the Father, and Hashem. And that is what the name Elohah represents.
So in reality, it's unity between male, female, and Hashem.
Correct.
No wonder they call it holy matrimony.
Very true. Very true. It's a beautiful, beautiful teaching, isn't it?
It's just you never know what your partner's thinking.
Well, I will give you some information that I found absolutely extremely wise. And it goes against the teachings of the modern psychology, which basically studies human beings. And when they study human beings, they assume that that's the natural aspect of the human, not necessarily the goal of the human. But this comes from my sister, who said to me that she knew that when she was intimate with a man and she was thinking of another man, that it was a sin. And it was a corruption, were her words. And I found that to be an amazing teaching, especially coming from my sister. But her connection was very high.
Hmm.
And we learn in reincarnation that the child that is drawn depends on the unity or disunity of the consciousness of the parents. If I put it in very succinct terms, if you're involved with your spouse while you're thinking of a movie star, what child do you think you will draw?
One that grows up to be a movie star?
Or has the desire to be. It doesn't seem to be much union, much unity in that description of a relationship, is there, at that moment? Excuse me. Should I go on to 414?
Yes, I think so.
We are Dakitir Uni Besari Echeze Eloha Gashele Muta Dekola Mi Sari Mamash Mehayat Mamash Uyal Dazaka in Inun Israel Kadishin Deahidan Peya Bakud Shabrihu Zakain inun mi alma denu alma deate alaihu ketiv mi atem hadvekim v'ahashem u'gomeru gin kach hayim kulchem hayom. The translation. Hence the words, from my flesh shall I see Eloha, referring to the name Eloha, representing overall completion. Because it is from my flesh, my own, which is Yesod, that is called flesh, and the actual sign of the covenant. Therefore, happy are the holy Israel, who are united with the Holy One, blessed be He. Happy is their portion in this world and in the world that is coming. Of them it is written, you that cleave to Hashem your Elohim are alive, every one of you this day. My commentary with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, always took from my flesh, I shall see Eloha, or I don't think I remember the name Eloha. It was Elohim. It was just the ability for humans to come to know the divine. But now we're seeing another aspect, you know, that having to do with the marital act. In fact, I even think I have a book called "For My Flesh, I Will See Elohim," or "I Will See God." I think it says. I think that's the title of it.
It is. It's a book published by the Breslov Institutes. I'm not sure which one. There's two or three of them. It gives you a whole different insight.
It really does. I mean, we've always known how special it was and how husband and wife and marriage and having children and everything is such a spiritual act, but it's just hard to put into words.
I do understand
the different
that.
Level that's coming out with the meaning of the sign of the covenant.
Yes.
And what you can lose and what you can gain from not respecting that covenant.
And it also, with this last verse, talks about a verse from Devarim, chapter 4, verse 4. But that's a very famous, you that cleave to Hashem your Elohim are alive, every one of you this day. And the cleaving, when you it's part of the marriage act.
Mm-hmm.
That cleaving is what gives you life. So just the unity that we're learning about is overwhelming. The wisdom that we're learning is overwhelming. We'll just do one more verse tonight, 4:15.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Abba, umai bekol kach atun, hakimin viatun, yatvin haka amaruleya, itsebora, itahru meatrehu, layadin leantasan, Haidikti kitsi por no dedet min kainat kainish no ded. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, "You are all so wise, yet you sit here." They said to him, "If birds are uprooted from their homes, they shall not know where to fly. As it is written, as a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man who wanders from his place." With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts.
So is a man who wanders from his place. Is that a reference to a man who isn't respecting the covenant?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a man who's not in his home, he's not in his house, and his house is his wife.
Right.
But that's just one explanation. There's many others, as you'll read. But this is a verse from Proverbs.
But I notice there's an exclamation mark after Rabbi Abba's comment. You're all so wise, yet you sit here. Like as if maybe he's scolding them that they should be at home with their wives.
He wouldn't be saying that unless it was Friday night. We haven't been told when these teachings take place, when the discussions take place.
Right.
He would only be scolding them if it was Friday night. I once studied with a few people together, and one of them was married. And we started around midnight, and about, I guess, 1:30 or so, he came in to study with us. And afterwards, I asked him, I said to him, it was Friday night, I'm surprised to see you here. I did it privately. And he said his relationship did not take long. And his need to study Torah was very strong. I didn't know how to take the answer. I can't really comment even today. What was I to learn from it? I contemplate it frequently. Are there any other questions?
No questions.
I was kind of skimming to the next verse to see if there was any more with what Rabbi Abba had to say.
Well, Brandy was asking a question, Hannah. I don't know if you heard her. So go ahead, Brandy.
No question.
You started to ask something, didn't you, or is there a third person online?
No, I just said that I didn't have a question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Hannah, did you want to continue the conversation?
No, I don't have anything else.
Did you want to go on to the next verse, or should we leave the class here?
It's like this particular verse, even though it does go with the other verses, it's kind of like a hint that we're starting something new or a little deeper. Let's get one more verse.
That's what I interpreted by the reading that Rabbi Abba said. That was okay. A hint to me that we would go deeper. That's why I said this would be the last one tonight. But I'm willing to go forward if you really want.
I would like to, but if you're tired, I don't mind waiting until we'll be on it on Monday. Okay.
We'll do it. We'll go forward. We'll do verse 416 as well.
Okay.
We atra da zake lan leo raita. Waha orha di lan bekol elya. Palguta adan I mean. Upalguta anan askin be oraita. Wikadanan kaimin itzafra rehe. Hakla vinahare maya. Naharin lan oraita. Pit yashvat viliband. The translation. So this place where we live has given us the advantage of studying Torah, and also our habit to sleep half the night and to study Torah during the second half. When we rise in the morning, the smell of the fields and water streams illuminates the words of Torah, and they are instilled in our hearts. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Study of the Zohar after Chatzot seems to be a requirement to become la'asok Torah, a living Torah, to be busy with the Torah.
Right. Well, I think that gives us another meaning from my flesh, I shall see Aloha.
It does. It says that you have to appreciate the natural beauty of our world because that will fix and enhance your Torah study that you did in the early morning hours.
I think, too, that they're expressing their appreciation. I know this week, I know it's a month of Thanksgiving, and we just finished with Sukkot, which is really, you know, a festival of Thanksgiving as well. But yesterday morning when I woke up to the thought of it was, you know, the beginning of November. And hurricane season ends December the 1st. And, you know, we're so quick to pray at the beginning of hurricane season that for Hashem's mercies all over the world, not just, you know, locally. And I woke up with the thought of expressing appreciation because we had a very low season. With hurricane, you know, damage. And so that sense of appreciation, you know, for things in the world, the physical world. And when we do have a blessing, that it's not just asking for mercy, but expressing that thanksgiving for having received that mercy.
Correct. Our 10:30 class tomorrow is going to start to study the book of Job. I hope you'll enjoy that study as well, just like
Daniel
does it.
Are you going to have a handout?
I have one. I just posted it on the birth pangs of Mashiach landing page, the same one that Daniel had.
Okay.
Shalom and Shavuot Tov to all. Have a beautiful week.
Okay, you too. No. Thank you.
You too. Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Shalom. Bye. Thank you.